It's been more than 40 years since a Cleveland baseball pitcher has thrown a no-hitter. Young ace Tristan McKenzie came close last week. He was perfect through nearly 8 innings, meaning he didn't allow a single base runner. And that got our sports commentator Terry Pluto thinking back to the last time a Cleveland pitcher did it. Len Barker's perfect game in 1981. And Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, you were a baseball writer for the Plain Dealer then, but you weren't even at that game.
I was supposed to get a writing award. And so it's this big banquet thing. We're there, and all of a sudden, this guy comes in, and they said, Barker's got a perfect game going. It's the seventh inning. So we go straight down there, you know, all dressed up and that. And I got there in time to see the last 3 outs, and I haven't seen one since. Yeah. Forget perfect game and no hitter. So when Tristan came that close, I know Lenny Barker, so I called him up. Lenny Barker, early in his career, would never have been a pitcher you would have picked to pitch a perfect game. He threw 95 to 97 miles an hour. He had a very, very sharp curveball, but he was wild.
So what is it? Do you just have a great day?
Well, he was getting better all the way along. He won 19 games in 1980. In 81, he made the All-Star team. And in 82, he won 15 games. He was building up to get better. What he had developed that day, he had this tremendous curveball. He says, you know when you have a no-hitter or a perfect game going. You really feel it. And he said by the seventh inning, you're just thinking, can I actually be the guy that does this?
Yeah. What does Lenny Barker say about looking back on that day that nobody's done it since in Cleveland?
He says a couple of things. One is he thought he was a good pitcher, and that showed it. You know, that was a lot of confidence because he had won all those games the year before. He was doing it in Cleveland. The Indians weren't very good. Not too many people noticed. Secondly, he said that whenever you're pitching games like that, it does put a lot of strain on your arm. And back then, we talked about why did Lenny Barker's career, he ends up winning 74 games and losing 76. What happened? And if you look at how the Indians handled him back in 1980, 81, and 82, they pitched him way too many innings. Mm. He said one game he threw 197 pitches. They kept a pitch count, but nobody paid attention to it.
Which is, that's a really a lot.
Yes, it was. So by 1983, and he's only like 28 years old, he's still with the Indians. And all of a sudden, early in the season, we're talking to him after the game, and we see he's got his elbow wrapped in ice, and he takes the ice thing off. The elbow's swollen. And after every start, it was swollen, and he just kept pitching with it. He eventually was traded to the Braves. But then he ended up having all the early Tommy John elbow surgery, which is not anywhere as refined as it is now. And so he was pretty much done after that by the time he pitched a couple more years but didn't do anything. But in me, I look at that, and I think, this guy should have been good for 10 years. So he made some money now. But he did get divorced, and then it's like, well, I've got to go to work. So for 20 years, he ran a construction company.
I think one thing that people would be surprised to learn, at least I was, that Lenny Barker is a baseball coach at Notre Dame College in South Euclid. How did that come to be?
He would always go to the Indians' fantasy camps. Well, there, all of a sudden, there was a guy from Notre Dame College at the camp. He said, well, Lenny, you want to come out, and we're getting our baseball program going. And he started in 2010 there as a pitching coach, and he's been a head coach since 2012. You really don't see like a notable big league pitcher coaching at a place like that very often. I guess what I'm saying is he recreated himself. And it's almost then like the story of a normal person, like, you know, I played some ball for a while. Then I was in construction. My body began to fall apart. So then I kind of kicked over to baseball. In college ranks, there are a lot of horror stories about former major leaguers who went to work for college for a while, and they just try to use it as a stepping stone to get back into pro ball, or they had this big league attitude. I mean, early on, Lenny sometimes would help them with the fields and things like that. This is not, you know, Ohio State or Arizona, University of Texas. He's just this ordinary guy, and they love him there because of that. I just think it's just such a cool story that I haven't written, and nor has anybody else, about Lenny's sort of life after the perfect game.
And 40 years later, it's still this classic moment that hasn't been matched. Terry, thanks.
Welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports.